Chittenden farmer Bob Baird describes his maple operation as medium-sized. He's got more than 8,000 taps and, weather permitting, hopes to produce 4,000 gallons of syrup this year.
Our biggest expense other than labor is energy, whether it's electricity or fuel oil. So our goal has been to reduce both of those expenses.
Baird recently installed solar panels on his sugaring house, but says the single biggest way maple syrup producers can reduce energy consumption is with reverse osmosis technology. Baird slides open the door to his sugaring house, which, because it's below freezing this March morning, is surprisingly quiet.
Typically, we save about 10,000 gallons of fuel oil a year with the reverse osmosis. We have two machines that basically are taking most of the water out of the sap before we boil it.
Baird says the equipment saves him about $30,000 a year in fuel costs, but the machinery is expensive. The equipment he uses would cost about $65,000 if he were to buy it today, he says. Smaller, less costly models are available, but with starting prices ranging between $3,500 and $4,000, it's still too pricey for many. J.J. Van Dead is Agriculture Planning Manager at Efficiency Vermont, the statewide nonprofit funded by utility customers. He hopes new rebates provided by Efficiency Vermont, on top of already existing manufacturing discounts, will help make reverse osmosis more affordable.
We recognized that there was a cost barrier there for the small and medium-sized sugar makers to invest in the technology. So we're looking to get over that hurdle and promote this cost-effective technology to folks who haven't yet installed reverse osmosis units.
Vandette says Efficiency Vermont has budgeted $135,000 for the program, but he says they haven't finalized how much individual rebates will be worth, saying that won't be determined till the program is launched at the end of April. He says large-scale industrial-type sugaring operations now under construction would not qualify for the program. Chittenden maple farmer Bob Baird says improved efficiency is something all farmers should work toward, but he admits everyone in the maple business worries about expansion.
And anything that encourages expansion and people to add taps, because what people find out when they have reverse osmosis, they can handle a lot more taps. So an expansion in a business is good up to a limit. You know, so at some point, supply and demand have to equal out, and that's always a concern in this industry.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.